Welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. Great to have you here on this Wednesday morning. As if you look out the window, if you're in Saskatoon, you see the snow is starting to fly, and that is an indication of what is coming. We know that we've got a storm that is blowing through the province, the south part of the province. How many people did we talk to in the 9 o'clock open line hour that were getting pouring rain? Moose Jaw, absolute a downpour today. And of course, knowing that that temperature was just below zero, it was freezing as it hit. So we had some real slippery highways in the province. That highway hotline, a good indication. But, you know, a lot of people pointing out that as much as they try and keep it up to date as quick as they can, often a good idea, if you absolutely have to travel, to maybe call ahead, make sure you have an idea of what the conditions are like out there. Our newsroom continuing to follow this along as well. Well, on our program, and today is another great example of it, we often will bring experts on from the University of Saskatchewan. We had Stuart Smythe on this morning, professor of agriculture and resource economics. Yesterday, a Canadian light source researcher and scientist, Adam Leontowicz. We often look to both universities in the province for some of the experts to come on and help us navigate, understand, pull apart some of the tough topics that we talk about. Well, the leaders of the universities, of course, play a very important role at setting the tone, setting the culture, reaching the goals for the organization, the university as an organization. And Dr. Peter Stoichev has done this job in such a great way. He's been a great leader for the University of Saskatchewan, and kind of on what I'm going to deem a farewell tour, because his term as president is coming to an end. And I'm happy to say, in just ahead of the storm, Dr. Peter Stoichev is joining me in studio. Doctor, thanks for being here.
Oh, wonderful to be with you, Evan.
Yeah, I see the snow is coming, so I think we got you in just in time. We should get you out for sure.
No, right.
How are you feeling? You're, I think, officially done at the end of the year, correct?
I am, yeah. You know, I have to say it's sort of bittersweet because I've been part of the university community for pretty well 40 years now. I started as an English prof in 1986, you know, when you're in a position like this and you leave the university, you're really gone. It's not like they find something else for you to do. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I'm stepping out of a whole community of really close colleagues and friends and people that I've had the privilege to be able to work with in different capacities. So, yeah, it's bittersweet, but the timing is right for me. Mm-hmm. It's right for me personally, but I think more importantly, it's really right for the university. I've got a wonderful successor coming in, Vince Bruni-Bossio. He's going to do an excellent job, and I've been in for 10 and a half years now, which mm-hmm. is a long time for a university president. The average is somewhere less than 5 years.
So what do you think the reason for that, the secret for that was, Dr. Stoichev? Because you have had a long time as leader of the University of Saskatchewan, great support from your board, great support from your faculty, and great support from the community.
Well, in a way, you answered the question. I mean, the reason that I've been able to stay in for over a decade is because of all of the support that I have received. Mm-hmm. I have to say it. I was giving a couple of talks on this in the last couple of weeks, as you say, on a farewell tour. And I found myself saying that it takes a village to raise a president. You know, you need the support of the board. You need the support of your faculty. But I think the reason that I received that was I cared deeply about the university. And I think that's evident to people. Mm-hmm. People used to ask me, you know, are you going to be a president of some other university? And I've always said I never wanted to be a president, but I'm delighted to be the president of this university, and this is the only university I'd ever want to be in that role at. Mm-hmm. I feel very strongly about what a great institution it is and how much it means to people in the province and far beyond. So I think if you feel that way, and people feel that way about the university, so if they see that you're feeling that way, they want to support you because they want to see their university succeed.
The leader really can set the tone. You're not a Saskatchewan person. What is it about this province that clearly you've loved? You've stayed here all of these years.
Yeah. It has been 40 years. I've been here longer than, of course, I've been anywhere else. Yeah, I was born in Ottawa, raised in Ottawa and Toronto. My dad was a physics prof at the University of Toronto, worked at the National Research Council in Ottawa before that. My wife is from the West. She was born in Vulcan, Alberta. She lived for many years in Saskatoon as a kid. And we wanted to come out West for one thing. We had a lot of family here, but It really is, this wouldn't just come as a surprise to your listeners, but it really is the people of this province and how supportive and engaged they are with almost anything that goes on in the province, but particularly the university that's named after the province. Mm-hmm. And that has been really, really exciting for me. There are 98 universities in this country, and I don't know every single one of them well enough to say with complete certainty, but all the ones I do know, they don't receive that kind of passionate support from their alumni and from other people in their provinces the way this university does. And that really keeps you going. It's very, very uplifting.
You know, I when I think about the University of Saskatchewan, the one thing that always strikes me is the university is renowned for many things. Mm-hmm. Personally, my brother graduated from got an ag degree from the university, so I think the ag program is mm-hmm. is known. Clearly, athletics is another area, mm-hmm. But music and arts is law. There's so many different disciplines, mm-hmm. medicine and healthcare. What is it about the university over these years that it's been able to kind of be good at everything? Not some universities, I would say, specialize in one area, but yeah. USASC has been able to be really diversified.
Yeah. So if you take a look at a province like Ontario, which is the clearest example, and you have many, many universities there, they have to find their niche and some area or areas that they are particularly strong in that students would want to, go to because of those strengths. For us, we are the University of Saskatchewan. I mean, no disrespect to the University of Regina. It's a wonderful university, but it's a different kind of place. And we feel that we have to cover almost every kind of university program that anybody would want to take. And we have to do research in a lot of different areas that are important to the province because there aren't other universities and research-intensive universities doing that. And in a province this size, you can't have a medical school at the University of Regina and at the University of Saskatchewan. Mm-hmm. You can't have a law school at both of them. And the other ones that you mentioned, mm-hmm. dentistry, you're not going to duplicate those things. It would be a waste of taxpayers' money. So we do it all in that respect. We feel that obligation. If you want to be a dentist, you come to the University of Saskatchewan. If you want to get a law degree, you come to the University of Saskatchewan. And we feel that we need to provide all of those things. In terms of the other strengths on the research side, the thing that is really distinctive about the University of Saskatchewan in this province, but across the country, is it is a research powerhouse. Uh-huh. And not everybody in the country has understood that. I think they're understanding it now. So with our vaccine and infectious disease organization lab, it's one of the world's top labs in terms of vaccine production for humans. Always was for animals, for the cattle industry, for the pork industry, right. Saved billions of dollars there. But now it's with the pandemic moved into the human realm. You've got the Crop Development Center, as you say, the largest scientific research facility in the entire country is the Canadian Light Source Synchrotron.
Which is huge. I toured it here about 4 months ago. Oh, my gosh.
So we've got all these things, right. And it makes us pretty special.
Yeah. So when you look at and measure community support, I don't know if there's a better measure of Be What the World Needs. That mm-hmm. campaign, which congratulations, mm-hmm. I've said it to you on air and I've said it to you publicly at events, but mm-hmm. my gosh, I thought that was the most ambitious fundraising campaign I've ever heard of. And yet you not only achieved, but surpassed your goal.
Yeah, it was the biggest that the province has ever seen held by anybody in, a university or anything else.
Yeah.
Nothing's come close to $500 million. It was it was a pretty big goal for us. In fact, I confess I lost a few nights sleep as we were leading into it going, have we overstepped here? But clearly we didn't. So that tells me two things. That campaign was really interesting for me, Evan. It told me two things. One is that people want to support excellence. Mm-hmm. They're not just gifting us money or donating money. They're actually making an investment in the university, and they are confident that they're going to see a return on that investment in research or in student scholarships or in support for Indigenous students or whatever it was that they gave to. they're not just gifting us something. They're seeing that this university stands for excellence. So that's one thing. The other thing was it told me that, you know, people want to see this university excel. That's mm-hmm. why they were supporting it financially. You mentioned the Huskies. You know, I'm always saying it's our biggest brand. This province doesn't have all the pro sports teams that a lot of other provinces have, and the Huskies, you know, fill that gap. Mm-hmm. And there are, I mean, more people come out to see, you know, women's basketball, football, men's and women's hockey, you name it, than they come out to do anything else at the university. And I'm really, really conscious of that and always wanted to support the Huskies. The other thing I'll say about that is that it sets up those student athletes for success throughout their lives. You know, for the sure. discipline they learn, the teamwork, leadership, how to lose, how to win, leadership. You know, it's really great to see.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Peter Stoichev is my guest, president of the University of Saskatchewan. Done his, 10 and a half, nearly 11-year term at the end of this year. What are you most proud of?
I think that word proud is in my answer. You know, I always wanted people to be proud of the University of Saskatchewan. And when I took over, circumstances were such that, you know, I'm not so sure that everybody was. Mm-hmm. but the university gave them reason to be, and all the things you and I just talked about and more are among those reasons. So I think that's one thing. I wanted to be leaving knowing that people were, again, really proud of the university. But I'll tell you about a couple of other things. One is that we opened a campus in Prince Albert. And when I started, I was speaking in Prince Albert to the Chamber of Commerce there and other groups, and I committed to the fact that we would have a greater presence in Prince Albert. And we were really fortunate that the opportunity came up to purchase the Weyerhaeuser building, and there's a business model there that allowed us to be able to afford to do that because there are other companies that lease space in there. So anyway, you know, a university is a beacon of hope for people across the province, but there are lots of people north of here who cannot aspire to come to the University of Saskatchewan. It's too far away. It's going to be too expensive to live here. They can't easily leave their own communities and so on. You build a campus in Prince Albert, and those things become possible for those people. So I'm really proud of that as well.
Mm-hmm. That's good. When you stepped into the role, there were things on the to-do list. You mentioned there was, you know, lots of work to do. Mm-hmm. As you leave, there are things on the to-do list for your successor. What would you say is one of the bigger challenges that will be faced going forward into 26?
I think a good challenge that all universities have, and I like to think that we have met that challenge, but it's hard work every day. You never take your foot off the gas pedal is to ensure that people understand what I call the value proposition of a university like ours, that the public money that comes to this university that allows it to function is a good investment, that people are getting a return, you know, that that the research that we do can improve their lives. Mm-hmm. That the people we graduate who will go out and become the lawyers and the doctors and the nurses and the farmers and the dentists and the teachers and the musicians and the artists and you name it, in all the communities across this province are going to benefit the people of this province. So you've got to – the challenge is always to get the word out there that the university is not just operating in a silo. It's listening to what people in the province need. Mm-hmm. And it's responding to what it's hearing. So I think that's always a challenge. And that's not just a challenge for the University of Saskatchewan. It's a challenge for all universities in this country. And you and your listeners will have witnessed what's happening, you know, south of the border to universities. There's a lot of skepticism about the value of a university education there. And there's enormous value. We know that we've tracked these numbers. In fact, we've just put out a social and economic impact study. It's just coming out today, I think it is, that shows how much more an individual who graduates from the University of Saskatchewan will make over a lifetime, for instance. I mean, there's tremendous value to having a university like this in the province of Saskatchewan. But you can't just sit back and assume that everybody understands that. They deserve to hear from you about why it's so important in their lives.
Right. we've almost used up our time, but do you have any plans? Are you going to another job? Are you retiring? I know you like to garden. What's in your future?
No, I'm not going to another job, but I do feel a responsibility to write up the last 10 years. It's been a transformative time for the University of Saskatchewan.
Sure.
But it's been a transformative time for the entire university sector in this country and beyond. So sort of through a lens of the University of Saskatchewan's last 10 years, I want to write up all of that, whether that becomes a published book or sits on a shelf somewhere. I feel an obligation to put that down for the
good
record.
Stuff. Well, listen, you've been a great leader. We appreciate, and you've been a great guest. I appreciate having you on the show. I hope I don't have to lose your number and I can hang on, because I'm sure I could get you back on the program. There's lots we could talk about.
I'm always willing to do that. Yeah, that particularly if it's about the University of Saskatchewan.
For sure. Dr. Stoichev, congratulations on a great career, culminating with your role as president. Thanks for what you've done for our community, our university, and our province.
Thank you, Evan, and thanks, everybody.
Dr. Peter Stoichev, University of Saskatchewan president, and ending his term at the end of the year. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Thanks again to Dr. Peter Stoichev, president of the University of Saskatchewan, for popping by. I feel like in literally the 10 minutes or 15 minutes that we chatted during that interview, the storm blew into Saskatoon. At the start of the interview, just a few snowflakes out there, and now it's almost tough to see across the river. So it's the storm is settling in. It is making its way from the west to the east. Of course, we've been staying on top of the highway hotline. We see travel not recommended in a big chunk of the western part of the province. In fact, that highway still closed for a chunk there between Herbert, Chaplin, maybe Cairnport in that part of the number one highway. And yes, the storm continues to push through. Saskatoon now on the map showing partly covered highways, so do take care. Check the highway hotline, and you don't have to go out on the roads. Maybe a good idea to stay put today. Our newsroom continues to follow this story. We'll keep you up to date on those conditions. And we get set for Saskatchewan's smartest radio listener coming up next here on 650 CKOM, 980 CJME.